Hello.
Hi, this is
Hello.
Jose from Family First Home Care. I have a call from you. How may I help you?
Hold on. Yes. Hi, Mr. Rico. We was calling to see. I did get the letter about the hours. We was calling to see when did they kick in, and because I still have Keith Hardy working, and DeMar is going to start on the 15th. Which is Monday.
Right.
So when, because he, if the 54 hours already kicked in, he should have been getting, Keith Hardy should have been getting extra hours.
Okay, I see. Let me double check for the authorization. Okay, I see it was effective this Monday, the new 54. I see over here.
This Monday,
Correct.
this Monday come, this Monday pass, or
No, the 8. This week Monday on the 8.
yeah, well, he didn't get it. Nobody called him and told him about it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that, but actually it has to be notified by the insurance. So that's why now we were reaching out to you to let you know about it because we received the notification after that.
Well, I missed out on them hours because nobody called, and
Oh.
let us know when did it start. That's what I'm saying.
I get it. Oh, I'm sorry. But in this case, like you ask, let's start it on this Monday to make sure you will get the full hours next week. Okay? Also,
Okay then. Well, do he need to do anything tomorrow? All you got to do is clock in or whatever. Can y'all
yeah,
go
on
over it with
Monday.
him, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
and
mean,
that's in
the new
and
caregiver will be working, I mean, on weekends
four.
or with Keith?
No, 5 days a week. Four.
Oh,
I already
okay.
calculated the four. I already calculated that's 4 to 2, and then 3 days 4 to 2, and 2 days 4 to 4.
Okay, 1 minute.
It's four in the evening because he's not doing that other job no more at night. He'll be working for me. So he from four to it's 4 to 2 for 3 days, and it's 4 to 4 in the morning. Four.
Okay, I
Welcome.
get it.
Well, you can make it 5 to 4. Yeah, like four. Yeah, 4 o'clock. Yeah, four to two, and then 4 to 4 for 2 days. 'Cause he
Okay,
helped
let
me get,
me double
yeah,
check.
he helped me get dressed and all that before he go to work, and all of that.
Okay, so in that case, who will be covering the hours? Both of them or only one of the
Only
hours?
one, which is only one, DeMar Johnson.
Oh, DeMar Johnson will be covering all the hours from now on.
Yeah,
Okay, I get it.
yes.
Okay, let me.
For
Okay, so I
now.
will fix the schedule. So today, I see that Keith clock in today, so basically today will be the last visit from Keith, right?
Right,
Okay,
right.
yeah. Okay.
So he got it, 'cause he got to take care of some stuff for his own personal stuff,
I get it, no worries. So I will set up the
medicals.
schedule And like you said, I just double checked, and yeah, it's 54 hours from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m., 3 days, and
Right.
2 days from 4 p.m. to 4 a.m., right?
Right.
So now, those 2 days from 4 p.m. to 4 a.m., what days will they be?
I guess that will be on Thursday and Friday.
Okay, Thursday and Friday. Okay, so basically, the schedule will be this one. Monday through Wednesday, 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. And Thursday and Friday, 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. Correct?
Right.
Basically,
right.
Like overnight schedule from
right.
the afternoon to... Okay, I get it. Thank
right.
you.
Right. Live and eat. That's what that is. Yeah.
Excellent. So yeah, in that case, I will notify human resources about this change in the schedule, and they should be calling, they should be calling Darren to provide Demar to provide with the clocking information. All right. So
okay.
My recommendation is that if you can let Demar know to just be aware of the phone, you know, in case
okay.
they call Demar to provide the contact details. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay.
In that case,
thank you.
No, thanks to you for answering my callback, and have a good day. All right?
Okay. You too, Mr. Rico. Bye-bye.
Thank you for that. Bye-bye.